So I did a poll on the old Instagram at the Big Mirror, by the way. And we put up like, hey, what do you guys want to hear on the podcast? Let's talk about feelings. And shout out to everybody that responded. I actually got like a lot of responses, way more than I thought I would. It was kind of overwhelming. You guys had great topics, mostly relationship stuff. And I'm like, I don't think I'm prepared to come on here and talk about relationships yet. Or not that it's touchy for me. I don't think I'm the nigga to be giving anybody advice on anything relationship wise. But I picked my favorite one out of all the topics, and it just so happened to be a good friend of mine, Cheyenne. Shout out Cheyenne. If you listen to the Big Mirror podcast, you've been on there like 2, 3, 4 times already. And she suggested the best and worst concert experiences. So without further ado, let's talk about feelings. Best and worst concerts I've been to. Now, I've been to a handful of concerts, right? So concerts are really fucking fun, especially if you go see somebody you like. I've been to good ones, and I've been to a couple bad ones that we'll get into. But I have a list, right? So I got this list of concerts. Every concert I've ever been to, I write them all down, the date, the venue, the band. And people are like, oh, why do you do that? Like, I'm like, well, because we don't have tickets anymore, like physical tickets. I mean, yeah, they still exist, but we buy the tickets online and they virtual tickets, so you don't get to keep them. Like, I know if I was, you know, born in a different time, I'd definitely be like the dude that kept his tickets. I actually still, fun fact, I have my ticket from the very first Raw I ever went to. I think I still have it. Raw, I think September 29th, 2003 at Allstate Arena. I think I still have that. That's like the only ticket I got though. But anyways, let's see. I got the list up right now. Everybody I've seen. My first concert ever was a band called Fun. Do you remember Fun? Tonight we are young. Horrible voice. They were fantastic. And that was my first concert. And that was July 10th, 2013. Good show. I've seen Green Day 3 times, all at Wrigley Field, all fantastic fucking shows. One of those, the Hella Mega Tour, which was August 15th, 2021, they toured with Fall Out Boy and Weezer, so that was kind of like three birds, one stone. I've seen Newfound Glory 3 times, always a fantastic show. So I guess we get into it. Probably the best show I've ever been to was the last Green Day show, because they played American Idiot. And they played Dookie, like, in full, plus some just other hits in between that, plus some new songs in between that. It was, like, a 2.5-hour show, and they, like, didn't miss a beat. They played hard, and I got to hear all these B-sides live that I thought I would never hear, like, Burnout, Sassafras, Roots, What's Her Name, Letter Bomb, all types of really cool shit, Homecoming, and these new tracks. Dilemma was fantastic live. American Dream is killing me, etc., etc. Green Day is fantastic. Also, the opening band was Rancid, and for the first time in my life, I got a piece of like, oh, I see why people don't like Green Day fans, because Rancid, who is by all intents and purposes punk rock royalty, Rancid is punk rock royalty. And when I tell you, Wrigley Field was like 70-80% empty when Rancid was playing, and it bothered the fuck out of me, because I really love punk rock. I listen to punk rock and I love Rancid, and this was my first time listening to Rancid, and when I saw all those empty seats, it really bothered me. I'm like, okay, look, we always knew the Green Day crowd was, you know, I always thought the Green Day crowd was like half normies, half punk rock people. And that day, for the first time, I noticed that the Green Day crowd was like 80% normies and like maybe 20% punk rock fans. So that kind of annoyed me. And then after Rancid, Smashing Pumpkins played, and they're good, but their songs are just way too long for me. I've always felt that way about the Smashing Pumpkins, but a good band nonetheless. And then Green Day fucking ripped it. Dookie in full, American Idiot in full, hits in between, new songs in between. Fantastic. Let's see. So that was a good experience. Kenny Hoopla was a good experience. Good time. If you remember him, he released a fantastic mixtape in like 2021. And he just kind of disappeared after that. Or it just ain't been dropping. Less Than Jake. Now, Less Than Jake was a fantastic show. I was front row for that. really fucking fun. Talked to some cool people. They were super nice, super sweet. Probably the calmest rock show I've ever been to, mainly because their crowd is older. No disrespect. But I had been trying to see Less Than Jake for years at that point. So it was this tour going on with Newfound Glory and Simple Plan, right? So Simple Plan, this is around COVID time, so I guess somebody in Simple Plan got sick and they had to drop out of the tour. So obviously Simple Plan, a much bigger and more popular band than Less Than Jake, but they replaced Simple Plan with Less Than Jake. So now I'm excited. I'm like, fuck yeah, like this is even better because I prefer Less Than Jake over Simple Plan, whatever. So I go to the show. Day of the show, Less Than Jake dropped out of just that show in Chicago. So I'm kind of like, okay. So they replaced Less Than Jake with a band called Hot Mulligan, who I'm not high on. Like, Hot Mulligan, they cool. Like, if it's on, I'll give it a listen. But, like, it's not, you know, it's not skippable music, I guess. But it's all right. Like, it's not my favorite. But I'm like, all right, that'll be cool. Like, Hot Mulligan. And I got to the venue, and Hot Mulligan wasn't there. And they had got this local band named Action/Adventure. You should look them up. It's like the most eclectic, diverse band I've ever seen in my life. It's like an Asian singer. I think the bass player was Hispanic. The guitar player was black, and the drummer was black. Really cool band, and they make some badass music. I think you should listen to them. They're really good. They opened for Newfound Glory that night, and Newfound Glory played a crazy set. So that was one of my favorite concerts. That was actually the first time I saw Newfound Glory. And then I got to see Less Than Jake finally years later, and I had to go all the way to like Bloomington or Bloomingdale, the one kind of closer to Indiana, whichever Blooming, Illinois, 2 hours away, and I finally saw Less Than Jake, and it was worth it because they played Hello Rock View front to back. So that was a really fun concert. I saw The Offspring a couple years ago. This was a weird one. I had a good time. Don't get me wrong. I had a good time. Three bands, Simple Plan, open. Sum 41 went after Simple Plan, and they kind of phoned it in, and then Offspring played. Now, Simple Plan fucking tore the house down. Like, again, like, I don't love Simple Plan, but they're cool. And I did not expect them to be as excellent as they were. They fucking murdered it. Like, they played the Scooby-Doo themes, like, What's New Scooby-Doo? Like, they did that song, and actually played it. And when I tell you, people went ape shit. Sum 41 came out after them and kind of phoned it in. Was a little disappointed in their performance, but I got to see them again, tour the setting some at Concord Hall, and they had a great show, and that was like the last small show they ever do in Chicago because they retired after that, so that was fun. They kind of made up for it. So Simple Plan, Sum 41, boom, they play. Offspring, hour and a half intermission, right? People are just out. It was very difficult to take a piss. Everybody kind of moving around and whatever, right? So I never seen an hour and a half intermission. So people are getting antsy. It got a little out of control. And then by the time they got out, they came in, they start killing it, and they sounded great. But after like the third or fourth song, you see people kind of trickling out. So I hope they don't do that again. I know they're supposed to be back sometime this year. Again, touring with Simple Plan, actually. But the hour and a half intermission, yeah, I hope they cut that shit out. It was so many people that walked out of the Offspring set, and they were like the headlining band, and they sounded great, but that wait is crazy. Let's talk about the bad shit. Alkaline Trio. Love Alkaline Trio. I think Matt Skiba is one of the better and one of the more underrated lyricists in punk rock, and they played a fantastic show at the Aragon Ballroom March 16th, 2024. They're fucking great. Their fans, though, alcoholics. The Alkaline Trio fans, they like to drink, man. And they drink, like, hardcore. And you saw the lead singer, Matt Skiba, posted, like, hey, this is one of the best shows we had all year. And one of the pictures is just, like, cups on the ground. Just, like, plastic cups on the ground from all the drinking that was happening. A lady spilt a little alcohol on me, looked at me. This white lady, like, she was just moving and some alcohol spilled on me, and I like was like, oh, what the fuck, and turned around, looked at her, and she just had that like drunk like and then, like, laugh. Very strange. I guess it's needless to say that they were white. I'm the minority here. in this situation. I'm at a fucking punk rock concert. But it was cool. They played a great show, but their fans like to drink. So if you go see Alkaline Trio, just keep in mind that their fans like to drink. Like, I know it's a concert and usually there's drinks involved in concerts, but I mean, these motherfuckers, like, they drink. They're not violent or anything, but they drink, and some of them may not be as mindful. Then you got Lollapalooza Sunday at Grant Park in Chicago. It's the big music festival every year they do with all the big artists. This is August 6, 2017, a show that I didn't want to go to. And kind of got dragged to this. And we were having a beautiful time. We saw guys like Xavier Omar. We saw that dude Black, whatever the fuck his name is. The Six is silent, I guess. We saw No Name. We saw some pretty good artists that day. And it got to the further the show went along, it got rowdier and rowdier because you could tell, like, the suburbanites are out, like the kids that live in the suburbs, they got to go to the city, and, you know, the parents finally let them off the fucking porch, and now they outside and they don't know how to act. The drinking was crazy. The groping was super uncomfortable. Seeing girls, like, fucking pushing dudes off of them and shit, really not fun. And then just the pushing and I'm getting hit up all side of the head. And I think I went to go take a piss and I came back to my group and the dude wouldn't let me get past. So I had to fucking, like, push him out the way, him and his friends, because they wouldn't let me back to my group. And then shout out Jalen. We love Jalen over here. Me and him were just in the crowd just beating people up. Like, it was not a good time. Like, we were just fighting people. And then we finally was just like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, let's go home. So, by far, like, the worst concert I've been to. This is probably the weirdest situation I've been through, though. I went to go see Bad Religion. Bad Religion was doing a co-headlining tour with the band Social Distortion. If you know who Social Distortion is, they made a song called Story of My Life, which was pretty popular. And then that boy group One Direction came out, and they also made a song called Story of My Life. So Social Distortion, Story of My Life, basically got drowned out in the ethos. But anyways, I'm like, oh, Bad Religion, I've been trying to see them for years, and they always do festivals, but I waited this long to see Bad Religion, like, up close and personal, didn't want to do it through a festival setting, and they just so happened to be co-headlining with Social Distortion, who I was really into in high school, but, you know, I kind of grew out of them, so I'm like, cool, this will be great. So the guy from Social Distortion, the singer Mike Ness, I guess he had some health complications, and he was in the middle of his set, and he, you know, after a song, he was like, man, we had a rough year. We had to delay tours, albums, whatever, but I'm healthy now, blah, blah, blah. Great. Everybody's like, fuck yeah, Mike Ness is healthy. And then they continued to play a song, and somebody got hurt, be it a seizure, if they fell, I don't fucking know. I was in the front, so I didn't see it. So you could hear people in the back yelling, stop the music, stop the music, stop playing. So it trickled down to the front. So now all of us in the front are like, yo, 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 stop playing. You know what I mean? So they stop playing. We kind of get the band's attention. They stop playing for a second. Mike Ness, who is a small fry, he stands on the amp. He looks into the crowd. He sees somebody hurt. Look at the other guys in the band, shrug his shoulders, and they continue to play the fucking song. Can you believe that? What a dick. Right after saying, oh, man, I'm healthy. I was having health complications. I was fucked up. And he totally shrugs this shit off like, well, fuck that guy. We got a set to finish. They finish the song. People are booing. People are throwing shit. It's super awkward. They walk off stage for about 20 minutes. Longer than that, actually. It took them four fucking ever to get that guy out the building. People are confused, and it was this one chick with a Social Distortion tattoo, and she was like, oh, it's a punk rock show, like, if this happens, people get hurt, like, and it was like, oh, you are fucking gross. Anyways, Social Distortion came back out, and Mike Ness was like, he literally was like, verbatim, he was like, hey, sorry about that, guys, I guess somebody, like, had a seizure or something, I don't know, but anyways, you guys take care of each other, and they just continued to play, and it was super awkward. It wasn't like booze, but it was just awkward and quiet, and yeah, luckily, I got to see Bad Religion after that, and they picked the show up, and the energy came back up, and they were fucking fantastic, and I was just like, I hope they don't riot, because I didn't come to see Social Distortion, I came to see Bad Religion, which I did, front row, and it was fantastic, and that kind of made up for Mike Ness's, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, just being a dickhead. I don't know. But anyways, definitely Lollapalooza, Social Distortion, for sure the worst concerts I've been to. Other than that, I've always had a good time. If you go to a concert, have a good time. If you really want to get rowdy, go by yourself. Don't drag a friend that don't like the same kind of music you like, because I've been responsible for that a couple times. Well, yeah, I love concerts, and I plan to go to play this year. So, yeah, best and worst concerts. There you go. Let's talk about people.